control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which are brought to you by SACL CAI. The number is 855-450-3733, 1-855-450-FREE. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. That is the point of this radio program. But also, we bring stuff to the table to discuss with you. And once again, Russia Today has some of the most important news that you just aren't probably going to see in your local newspaper or on your local television station or even on national headlines.
I wonder why it is that the domestic news services don't show some of these articles. I mean, the news is out there. Russia Today isn't breaking these stories necessarily.
I think sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, certainly. But, you know, and it's not just Russia Today. It's the BBC. It's Al Jazeera. It's
Dishpeople. Sure, good organizations to report on the U.S. and the things that they're doing here. Why don't the news media report headlines like, oh, the FBI is installing a $1 billion face recognition system across America, which is what the headline is here.
You'd think that when a billion taxpaying dollars is being spent by the United States government's Federal Bureau of Investigations in order to put up a face recognition software nationwide, that the American citizens might find that of interest.
So you ask an interesting question as to why these organizations don't report on this.
You know, I mean, last night on Piers Anthony, they had the guy from Matchbox 20 talking about who he wanted to vote for in the 2012 election.
It's important.
And I can tell
it's
you, I don't care what this guy wants, who he wants to vote for one way or the other. What I care about is facial recognition software being used in cameras nationwide by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, so pick your explanation. I'll just throw a few of them out there, and you can tell me what you like best. Maybe there's another one as well. Certainly don't claim to have the market cornered on the conspiracy theory. So one is the big conspiracy, right, that the news media is owned by a select group of corporations, and those corporations are owned by, you know, the people that would be likely to show up at a Bilderberg meeting, for instance, and that they are tied in with the politicians, and that they're all scratching each other's backs, and, you know, executive orders come down from on high from these top executives to their lowly news editors and such, and are somehow pulling the strings from the very top.
I reject that one because apparently the rich guys in the world that pull the strings aren't rich enough to buy BBC, Der Spiegel, Al Jazeera, and Russia Today. I mean, they just can't buy these things.
Okay. That still doesn't explain, you know, the lack of America news coverage.
Yes, it does, because if there was a conspiracy afoot just in America, I mean, these are very wealthy people that are doing the conspiracy.
But the idea is that they've been successful enough to control all of the U.S. media.
Yes, but they're not successful enough to control the rest of the media in the world or put pressure on them not to.
You know, as you pointed out before, and I think you're correct, that there are likely different groups of elites that are struggling for power worldwide.
Agreed, so, sure.
Maybe they've just only been able to expend their hegemony as far as the U.S. is concerned. So that's one explanation, the wide mainstream media conspiracy explanation. And the other one may be just a little bit more basic, like these journalists went to government school, they went to government indoctrination in these colleges, you know, journalism schools, and they just weren't really taught to question the state, and they're more interested in reporting on lesser matters, more the kind of pedestrian.
Why didn't they go work for E! Television then?
Murders and, you know, the stuff that is going to sell a newspaper, but at the same time not really strike at the root of what's really wrong with the country.
This seems like huge news to me. Like, nationwide face recognition software. When this was going in Ybor City, what, 8 or 9 years ago?
At least a decade. Yeah.
There was a lot of coverage of this happening. So is this pedestrian at this point that, these things are already up all over the place and we don't know about it, and therefore it's not news?
There's no real good explanation for this that really makes much sense. There's also the idea that if they report negatively on the government, they'll have a difficult time getting commentary from their agents.
I believe that one, but this isn't negatively. I mean, they could be crowing about the increase.
Yeah, it could catch a criminal or something like that.
The FBI cracking down nationwide. Crime will be reduced by an estimated 18%, says Federal Bureau of Investigations chief correspondent, what's his name? I mean, you know, they could certainly spin the story. This just sounds like bad reporting to me. But why does America only have the bad reporters? It just doesn't make any sense.
You know, if you would like to speculate Love to hear it. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Now, let's give credit, though, where credit's due. It's not just RT that's reporting on this. You've got CNET. You've got PC World, New Scientist. So there are definitely other organizations out there. But I don't see anything. You know, just looking for facial recognition system, and I can make it a little shorter to face recognition. Yeah, only about 9 articles across all of the Google News results here. So you don't see NBC, you don't see Fox News, you don't see the big boys, the AP. These guys are not reporting on this as of yet. So your thoughts are welcome.
By no means the first time I've seen this happen. Yeah. I mean, if there were some of the big boys reporting on this, it would still, my question would still stand, because this happens relatively often.
So here's the news. Birthmarks be damned, says RT. The FBI has officially started rolling out state-of-the-art face recognition project that will assist in their effort to accumulate and archive information about each and every American at a cost of $1 billion. Now, obviously there's more to the piece here, but I just want to caution you for a moment here. The last time they tried this in Ybor City, it was a dismal failure. Now, to be clear, that was a decade ago.
Going on a
technology
decade, yeah.
Has come a long way in a decade's time, so who knows how much better the system is today. Certainly the federal government has more to spend on it than a local city, like an Ybor City, for instance. So they've got more resources. The software and the hardware is going to be better today than it ever has been. But it's still the government. And this is the same FBI that, as of half a decade ago, still didn't have email addresses for all of its agents.
Yeah, they just couldn't put together an email system.
They had spent like $170 million or something like that trying to get email working for their agency, and they had been unsuccessful and had, you know, rolled through several project IT managers.
Well, look, the fact is the United States got on the moon, if you believe that story, unless you're a real conspiracy theorist, in which case you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The United States got on the moon, and they didn't do it because NASA invented the stuff to get on the moon. Most of the stuff was invented by private businesses that got them to the moon. So I think that private businesses can probably figure out this face recognition. It's going to, if it hasn't yet, right? Private businesses are
going
to figure out.
Facebook's got it going on.
Well, they can say that there are two eyes here.
No. Facebook has face recognition.
I'll tell you.
Facebook can recognize people in photos.
I uploaded a picture of me with a picture of Sitting Bull, a face of Sitting Bull on my shirt, mm-hmm. and it wanted to know who was on my shirt.
Mm.
So, I mean, it wasn't able to tell what that was.
Maybe that's because Sitting Bull doesn't have a profile on Facebook. Do you see what I'm saying? Facebook has the ability to identify people who it knows in your photos.
Yeah, I've heard it.
So it didn't know Sitting Bull. If it knew, if Sitting Bull had a profile somewhere, it might have come up with a suggestion, looks like Sitting Bull's on in your photo. They have this stuff. So maybe it is there. Anyway, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has reached a milestone, they say, in the development of their next generation identification program, and is now implementing the intelligence database in unidentified locales across the country. So who knows? Maybe this is coming to a main street near you. New Scientist reports in their article this week that the FBI first outlined the project back in 2005, explaining to the Justice Department in a document that their new system will eventually serve as an upgrade to the current integrated automated fingerprint identification system that keeps track of citizens with criminal records across America. Go on to say that this program is a compilation of initiatives that will either improve or expand existing biometric identification services. And its administrator explained this to the Department of Justice, adding that it will accommodate increased information processing and sharing demands in support of anti-terrorism. So, of course, that's the excuse here, is that there's terrorists out there, and so we need to have files on everybody.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like this from a privacy standpoint, and I get that. What bothers me the most is that when you are brought to task by the government through their criminal justice system, which they don't pay any money really to bring you to justice. You just have to pay for the attorney to defend yourself, and it's a huge amount that you have to pay. You don't have access to their cameras in most cases, but they have access to their own cameras. So really, this is a system to bring evidence against you, but not evidence for you.
855-450-FREE. How do you feel about the FBI setting up a network of face recognition cameras across the country? That's what it sounds like they're doing. 1-855-450-3733.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.96.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.38.28, $8.69.14 for a half ounce, or $4.34.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.38.28, $8.69.14, and $4.34.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can go back in time all the way back to late 2006 and download as many episodes as your little heart desires over at freetalklive.com. So click and enjoy. And if you'd like, you can go and visit our SoundCloud page, where it makes it really easy to share those episodes on your Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is you like to spend time online. You can go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, And you'll find our SoundCloud link right there. Once again, freetalklive.com, free archives, and more.
Just talking about cameras being all over the place and you not having access to the video that's going on those cameras. Here's one that you do have the access to. It's called the Freedom Cam, freedomcam.net. It goes in your car. You stick it up on the windshield. Looks like a little fuzzbuster going up there. It's got video at the front of the car, the back of the car. It's got a microphone. It's got GPS.
Technically, it's video of the front and the cab.
Okay.
You could probably see the back of the car through the cab, maybe. But,
I got it, yeah. But you can. You can see part of it. So, you can get video and the GPS and their direction and speed and all that information. This is going to be really valuable in a situation where, I don't know, maybe you're in an automobile accident or you've had a pullover and you remember the situation differently than the other person, whether that person's a law enforcement official or whether that person is, another person testifying against you. It's nice to have the ultimate witness on your side, and you can have that with the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net. It's on sale right now, and it's a limited time situation, so go get one. They even take bitcoins, if you know what those are. So for traffic stops and all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. It's freedomcam.net.
We're sharing news from RT.com, and they actually apparently got the story from a different website. I forget which one it is, but it says it here in the piece. But the news is that the FBI has themselves a $1 billion facial recognition system that they're going to be installing across America. They're already beginning the install, apparently, in unidentified areas. So we don't know where this is happening, but it is allegedly happening. They are going to attempt to link this system in with different levels of government, including local, state, federal, and international partners, they say. They are hoping to enhance interoperability between those different agencies. So this is a pretty big project. It's got a big scope. How successful they will be at actually, implementing interoperability between these levels of bureaucracies remains to be seen.
Always a challenge for governments is to work together with other agencies and just making things that work. I mean, they have a real difficult time with that.
Right. So they've got the money to spend. We'll tell you more about the program, but also want to get your thoughts as well. 855-453. How does it make you feel knowing the FBI is going to be putting camera systems in possibly on your street?
Make you feel better?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like 1984 should have been 2012?
Let's go to Dave listening in Chesapeake, Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to discuss the facial recognition. I'm a recently retired police officer on the East Coast Police Department that used it actually in a public venue where we I got to tell you, it was an abject failure.
When so, was this?
Yeah, what year was it that you guys implemented it?
Probably from, I'd say, 2005 through 2009. And it was basically what we were doing with it was we had a database of wanted people, and mm-hmm. we scanned public venues looking for people that fit that profile. But the problem with it is that in order to get a hit with it, the input picture has to be digitally very similar to the picture that you have on file.
Right.
And because of that, it's really, really difficult to get a hit.
And how often, are these cameras actually taken? I don't know if you knew where these cameras were positioned, but a lot of times security cameras and such are positioned above people, and so you've got that kind of top-down view, and that's going to be different from a mugshot, for instance.
That was a big problem that we had with it was the input cameras, the input pictures are generally taken, basically at eye level, the database pictures were taken at eye level, and then the input photos were taken high enough so that we could, do away with, whatever vandalism would happen to the cameras.
Right. Did they work at all?
No, they didn't work at all.
Never. Did you ever catch one guy that happened to look up there and was just as clean shaven as he was when he had the?
No.
Not once.
Now,
not
did you
once.
Get false IDs? And
yes.
Were there folks that were harassed as a result of that?
Lots of false IDs, and we also had, we were testing the system constantly, and we actually had several volunteers that were, you know, that were in the database that obviously didn't have warrants on file, but they were in the database, and they would routinely walk, you know, walk the areas where the cameras were in place, and we never got a hit on them. And,
wow.
Lots of false hits, and just generally, the system works well. Again, like I said, if the input data that you're putting into it are located concurrent with the input pictures that you have, or the database
right.
pictures that you have.
So if it was like a camera at an ATM looking straight ahead at somebody's face, right. then you probably would get a match. But any other angle, you'd be in trouble.
Exactly. And this was as early as 2009, as recently as 2009, I should say.
Yeah, I would probably between 2006 and 2009.
So how long did y'all roll with this before the project was scrapped?
About 3 years, 3 to 4
wow.
years, let's say.
Why would the FBI spend $1 billion implementing this system that you didn't have one successful hit with?
Well, you know, I've been out of it for a couple of years, and I don't know that things might have gotten, you know, exponentially better, but I doubt it.
3 years, yeah.
We're talking about, you know, the system works basically on algorithms is how it works. And it takes measurements of the distance between people's eyes and their nose and their ears and everything else, converts it to an algorithm, and compares it to database algorithm. And,
interesting.
You know, there's really no – I don't know of any way to get past the whole angle issue.
Yeah, there is no way around that. I mean,
but you could take pictures of people at arrest at the right angle.
I suppose, or in the jail, or they're getting
processed.
You could take
video rather than just a picture of you know, people. You can take video from, you know, 100 degrees.
But still, how similar are people from those angles as opposed to straight on? I mean, it seems like people would look more similar from an angle upwards than they would straight on. Dave, interesting call. I appreciate you sharing that with us, and thanks for the expertise tonight.
Sure.
Thank you for making that call at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So another former cop there, essentially relaying a similar story to what we'd mentioned. Ybor City in the Tampa area had done something similar a little bit further back, and it was a miserable failure.
Yeah,
there
that's
as
what
well.
I wondered, and I'm, you know, glad he called in, is because, you know, this was 2004, maybe Ybor City was doing something like that, 2005, and you know, it was an abject failure, and this was as recent as 2009, is his
yeah.
claim.
Now, of course, you know, your question about why would the FBI spend this $1 billion? Well, clearly, some contractor is really going to rake in it. A sweet deal on this, whether it works or not. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who would like to perhaps access our live streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. That's m.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, gear for the outdoors person in your life, you probably want to get the name brands, because that way you know you're getting something that is, you know, quality made. And I'm certain you want to get the best prices you can. ManVentureOutpost.com has the lowest prices. Do the comparison shopping. I dare you, because I've done it, and every single time I found ManVentureOutpost.com to have the lowest prices on knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything. They are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is when you're shopping online. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with you and your thoughts, and specifically on this FBI facial recognition system, billion-dollar system that they are apparently rolling out as we speak. They say here, according to RT and New Scientist, the one that broke the story, I was looking for that earlier, FBI expects its intelligence infrastructure to be in place across the United States by 2014. So that's a pretty quick rollout time. They're planning on having this all over the place. Now, you know, in what size cities this will be placed versus towns, you know, those details are not made clear here. But specifically, the FBI said the technology could be used for identifying subjects in public data sets, as well as conducting automated surveillance at lookout locations and tracking subject movements, meaning their next generation system, as they're calling it, the Next Generation Identification Program. The NGI is more than just a database of mugshots mixed up with fingerprints. The FBI has admitted that this is their intent with the technology, surpassing just searching for criminals, but including spectacular surveillance capabilities. If it works, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We go to the phone.
You know, they've got, in some businesses, they've got these fake cameras that are on the wall with a little blinking light to make you think that, you know, they're being watched or whatever. Maybe that's what this is. It's just some big psyop to believe that it works.
Let's talk to Jack listening. Jack, where are you at in North Carolina?
Hey, yes, sir. In Charlotte, North Carolina. I was born and raised in Charlotte.
You're listening on FM in Charlotte?
Well, no, I'm down at 99.5. I'm down at Ocean Isle Beach right now. I left Charlotte this afternoon. I got out of Charlotte. I had to go to see Charlotte and see...
Gotcha. I was just confused because it looked like you were listening to our Myrtle Beach station in Charlotte, and I didn't think that was possible. So anyway, now it makes sense. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Okay, right quick. Y'all were talking about the cameras in Charlotte in the last 2 months, driving all around all the major streets. They have put up cameras at the traffic signals, and everybody says, well, that's red light. No, they have got signal. They put them in, and what it's doing is reading every license tag of every vehicle going through the intersection, and it sends it into a database. And if they're looking for that car, it will pick it out and send the signal to the police officer that's closest to that location, telling them that that car just went through that intersection.
Now, where did you get that information? That's very interesting. Where did you learn this?
Oh, well, I've seen the cameras. I mean, I saw them going up. I mean, they just put them in. They're saying they put them in just for the Democrat convention. But no. You know they're going to be there, and they're going to stay there.
They're going to stay there. But I'm just curious, where did you learn about their purpose? How did you find out about that? Was that local news reporting?
I know other people that are in the traffic business.
There
was an article in the paper the other day. They were riding through parking deck garages, reading license tags of all the cars in the garages, and if it popped up saying, hey, this car owner owes property taxes, they're either putting a boot on it or putting a notice on the window of the car saying you owe back taxes.
That's crazy. How does that make you feel, Jack?
Well, that's your big brother. Well, listen, one other quick thing. Here's more important than what's going on there. If you're here in North Carolina, we do not require any type of ID to register to vote. Nothing. Zilch.
Whatever.
No driver's license, no Social Security. I'm looking in a form. I just had some forms printed out. It's an all kind of voter registration. Get this. If you do not have a street address, draw a map of where you reside. Please include roads and landmarks. So I can put down there, I live in a park bench close to the bridge.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, I have kind of mixed feelings about this because on one hand, I don't think people should have to have government identification, and you certainly shouldn't have to own a home to be able to vote if voting is a right for folks.
It is a government election.
Here's the problem. Okay, I sit down and I fill out 50 or 100 of these forms, and I got 100 other friends. They fill out these applications. They put names and addresses. So they mail them in with that name on it. Now, then you vote as absentee voter. Nobody has seen you. They don't know who you are. And the Democrats can control the vote number, and they're guaranteed.
Well, Diebold or whatever is a Republican-owned company or something like that. So, I mean, the Republicans and Democrats are always going to control the voting process. That's just how it's always been. So do you think there should be a bunch of requirements in order to... You think people should have to jump through a bunch of hoops and able to vote?
Here's what we're saying. If you buy cigarettes, beer, cash a check, get on an airplane, you need an ID, right?
That's usually how it goes, yeah.
Okay.
Although you can fly supposedly without an ID.
Sir?
I'm telling you, you can supposedly fly without an ID. It's been a few years since we've heard from somebody who's claimed that they've done it, but one of our co-hosts has actually done it in the past. You just get the extra special super screening. Then
you get a little tickle. So beer or cash or check.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from. It's inconsistent. I think that you shouldn't have to show ID to buy cigarettes or beer or cash a check. Well, maybe cashing a check.
My concern on this one.
I think voting is the most important one thing you do in this country is vote.
Oh, boy, I have to disagree.
It's statistically an insignificant act. Here in New Hampshire, Obama won in 2008 by 68,000 votes. If I voted for him or against him or got to change my vote or whatever, it didn't matter.
It's not very important.
Yeah, I mean, he won by 68,000.
He won by only 14,000.
So, you know, that you're one of 14,000 that voted for or against him, whatever the case may be.
Well,
so
I definitely voted against him.
Okay. So, you know, he won by 14,000. If you got to if a dozen people in your voting district voted for him, then it still doesn't matter because there were 13,980 eight people that...
No. You don't see the picture. 14,000 easily could be sent in voters.
It could.
That's a pretty big mailing campaign.
Living here.
It could, and you know, I'm of the opinion that if you're going to vote in a government election, that you ought to have a government ID. I'm Mark, that's Ian over there saying, I don't know, but I think you should have a government ID because, not because it matters, because I think statistically it probably doesn't matter, and I know there are a lot of cases that go unreported, and that go unprosecuted in this area. I have, you know, a friend that was the clerk of, you know, the clerk of the register or something up here in New Hampshire, and she had a dozen people that came in and voted for Clinton in 2004 and then never registered again.
There's people voting in Florida. I mean, there's all kinds of fraud all over the
voting
system.
There's fraud, and I think that is the reason that we should have some level of accountability.
Jack, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I mean, like, I understand where you're coming from, Mark, but on the other hand, people shouldn't have to have a government ID. And is voting a right? If so, you know, as far as if there's going to be this coercive government around, shouldn't people, all people, have the ability to participate in its ridiculous voting system?
All people do have the ability to go to some place and get a government ID. They're free. A state ID is free.
What if you're homeless and you don't have a birth certificate?
If you're homeless, how the heck did you get to the voting precinct?
You walk.
Okay, then how did you get to, then why didn't you, weren't you able to go to the place to get a government ID?
You don't have a birth certificate.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Now you don't get to vote, right?
It seems like there should be some minimal level of accountability. I mean, if you lack the social skills to have a birth certificate, maybe you should lack the social skills to be able to vote. I don't know.
How do you know you're not one of the most well-educated homeless people? We used to have Homeless John call this show. He was very connected with the political system and very into what was going on. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. And the fear that people are going to game the system to the tune of 14,000 mail-in votes? That's pretty ridiculous.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by Nutripath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And you can also join us over freetalklive.com, where you can support the program by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the right Amazon for you, and then get your shopping done. Whatever it is you need to buy. Other good Amazon sells it. They got a huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items, and you can go and, of course, read all the great reviews and everything that Amazon's all about. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. Get your shopping done online through Free Talk Live and help us out at the same time. Shop.freetalklive.com. The FBI rolling out a billion-dollar surveillance system, which is going to not just have facial recognition capabilities, but also have other biometric identification factors involved. We don't know what the exact technical specifications of this thing are. They're being kept under wraps for the most part. They are rolling it out in various different cities, including Washington, Florida, and North Carolina. And according to the New Scientist report, they found the technology used by this next-generation identification system, the NGI, to be accurate in picking out suspects from a pool of 1.6 million mugshots 92% of the time. However, what they're not telling you there is we had a former law enforcement officer call in who said that they had this in the area in Virginia where he was a law enforcement officer. And it was an absolute dismal failure. Now, it's not necessarily the same system, but the point was that if you're identifying people from a mugshot database and you're trying to link up overhead camera views of those suspects, it just doesn't work. You're not comparing apples to apples there. It may be the same person, but the camera view is completely different. So, therefore, you're not even looking at the same, you know, foreheads factoring and all the different shapes of the face. They all look different from above, kind of that third-person removed perspective.
Sure.
Looks completely different. So when they're saying that they matched up mugshots 92% of the time, they did one, you know, looked at 1.6 million mugshots and were accurate in picking out suspects from it 92% of the time. They're not saying whether the pictures they were using to match were taken from the straight-on front or whether they were taken from above. And that's probably one of the most important factors here, because as the officer pointed out, if your cameras are going to be mounted above folks, which is usually the best place for surveillance cameras, you're not going to have that apples-to-apples situation ever where you've got a straight-on shot of somebody's face that's going to be matched up against a mugshot. It's just not going to work.
Obviously.
So you can either solve that in two ways. The major way to solve it would be to move the cameras to eye level, but then you're limited in how those cameras can be placed. They're much more subject to vandalism. If somebody doesn't like that camera, it's a lot easier.
You can hide them. There's lots of ways that you can hide little cameras these days.
That's true. Like, you know, at the ATM, it's recessed in the wall. There's no way you're going to get to that ATM camera, for instance. So there are ways to, you know, to get that straight-on shot. But it's more complicated. You know, it's easy to just mount a camera anywhere above. Nobody can reach it. It's hard to disable it. But if a camera is mounted eye level, it's not hard to take, you know, a baseball bat to it or some paintball gun or something like that. It's a little bit easier to disable those cameras. And we're probably not talking about cheap cameras in a billion-dollar camera system that they're rolling out. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here. 855-453. Jason is in Portland, Maine, listening to WGAN.
Hi. When I was in the Air Force, I was a weapon systems operator on an AC-130 gunship, and we used a similar program that was actually designed to track pattern recognition. So, you know, the shape of one country's tank versus another country's tank, you know, an M1 Abrams looks different from a Russian T-90, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that was accurate to about 98%. But again, you're dealing with, you know, manufactured objects which have no or very little variation, unlike human faces. We tried doing a system like that because the cameras are very sensitive. We tried it with people, and it just didn't work. Again, I'm echoing what that cop said. It just does not work on people unless you have a lot of processing power behind it, which is generally unfeasible unless you're looking at it like an agency like the NSA or the CIA.
Now, I want to know if this is a spooky gunship. Is that right?
A Spectre. Spooky Spectre. The old C-47s they use in Vietnam.
Now, could you actually fire upon an M1A1 Abrams if the computer was saying that it was one?
We generally could, but okay. That's why you keep a man in the loop. So if the computer tells you it's a T-90, but your eyes tell you it's an M1, you can decide not to disengage and not engage that target.
Just wondering whether the computer would allow you to take aim at friendly targets.
Yeah, the military is very paranoid about that kind of stuff, so they always want to keep a they never let the computer have its, you know, proverbial finger on the trigger. There's always a human being with its finger on the trigger.
Interesting.
So that's interesting. So now you're sharing that the military had some recognition software that wasn't very successful.
Not for people,
but for stuff like, you know, tanks, airplanes, right. Missiles, artillery, stuff, it works perfectly.
Very good.
That accounts for a lot of the accuracy.
Jason, how do you feel about this idea of the FBI trying to track people, whether they'll be successful or not about it? How does it make you feel?
You know, my most opinion is, you don't have anything to worry about if you don't have anything to hide.
Ooh, boy, that's a scary opinion. What if you do have something to hide and you don't even know it? And what I mean by that is, what if they pass a law that says that what you like to do, Jason, is now prohibited, and you didn't hear about that?
It's one of those things. What-ifs are easy to do.
Is it possible they could outlaw something you enjoy?
Well, they've already have. They've criminalized being a veteran to such an extent. You hear about this Marine veteran who, he posted the fact that, hey, look, I'm voting for Romney, and they drag him off to a VA mental hospital.
Now, who was that?
He did a little bit more than that, but yeah, I mean.
Was that Brendan Robe or Rob?
Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's a Romney voter? Gosh, I'm surprised by the guy's rhetoric was seemed somewhat liberty oriented, and
he wasn't violent, he wasn't threatening. He was pro constitution, pro liberty, and they drag him off to a VA mental hospital.
Just a hint, you're not pro liberty if you vote for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama.
Well, I don't know that I'm not willing to say that. I mean, people make their decisions all kinds of
reasons.
You don't
vote for evil if you're pro liberty.
I would like to make a point here is that the Japanese Americans that they put in intern camps, they use census data. government data in order to do that. The Tutsis and the Hutu, when they got in their little civil war there in Rwanda, and they began hunting, I think it was the Hutu were hunting down the Tutsis. They used census data and government data to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a long history of governments collecting data and then that data being used in really kind of upsetting fashions. Also, I'd like to point out that now we're looking at
private groups with anti-American agendas, anti-liberty agendas, even getting access to that census data.
Yeah, anything you can collect on a computer can be hacked.
Or in the last census, actually being hired by the federal government as census takers.
All these things can happen, and this is the reason that government information always scares me. Plus the fact that I know that there's more laws than I can read in four lifetimes, and that's the number. And so how in the world can I follow all of them?
Jason, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just to recap his opinion there, revisited, the idea that, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's the big deal if they're watching you all the time? Well, really? Well, why don't you go ahead and let them put some cameras in your bathroom and your bedroom and all over your house, all over your business? You know, they should also, if you don't have anything to hide, why not go ahead and let them monitor all the keystrokes on your computer? So, they can make sure that you're doing your bookings, you're accounting correctly there. And if you don't have anything to hide, then... Yeah.
Well, also, you're assuming that the people that are doing the watching, the watchers, are doing everything as they're supposed to be able to do. Anybody who's worked for the government realizes that there are a certain level of corrupt people that are working there, and that they'll use that information they get
on their political enemies, for instance.
And certainly that happens.
Business competition,
no doubt about that. But privacy is the foundation of freedom. You can't have freedom if the government knows everything about everybody, because the government has shown time and again that it is the enemy of freedom. Not this government, but all governments. But I could specifically give all kinds of information about how this government, for instance, law enforcement officers, not that I think that all law enforcement officers are bad guys, but essentially it's their job to kick the Fourth Amendment in the gut every time they get an opportunity. This says that no reasonable searches, unreasonable searches or seizures, and essentially at this point that thing's gone.
All right, toll free number tonight, 855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. It's the live Saturday edition. Whether you want to talk about this facial recognition system or the idea that you don't have anything to hide, so what's the big deal if the government knows everything about you? 1-855-453. Hour two is next. Free Talk Live.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.